good amount of pressure will help you to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Too much pressure will make you feel doubt and
sometimes you shut down.
And happiness will be exactly what today we will give you guys. Are we?
Maybe not. Okay, yeah. Because okay, the reason why we say happiness is not a choice. I know this is not a popular opinion because right now everybody is talking about you can choose to be happy, you can choose to be I don't know, whatever it is that you want to choose to be, but why do we say happiness is not a choice? Because it is true. Okay, I think it is not good for our mental well-being if we just keep on pretending that things are all good.
Mm.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Like life is good.
Yeah.
Life is good. I'm good, you know, and all that. It is okay to say that sometimes things do happen to us that it's not our choice.
Yeah.
That makes us unhappy.
Yeah.
Or give us stress. And not the good kind of stress when you are growing, but the kind of stress where you are just stressed.
You need it. It's like, we're talking about pressure, right?
Yeah.
It's like, good amount of pressure will help you to grow.
Mm.
Too much pressure will make you feel doubt and
sometimes you shut down.
Yeah, you shut down. You don't feel motivated anymore. So, it's a tolerate of, like, pain tolerate. So, how about, like, stress? It's the same. Pressure is the same. And happiness is something that I've realized we have to really, really practice.
Yes.
For me personally, it's a lot of practice to understand that every moment, if you choose to be happy, you can be happy. It's really a choice at that moment only.
Yes, true. So sometimes it's true that things do happen to us that we have no control over.
Yeah.
That adds unhappiness to our life. But our question always is, what can we do moving forward? Instead of being stuck in that, oh, this thing happened to me, it is true that it's not your fault. It is true that you had no choice in the matter and it just happened to you already.
Yeah.
All of that is true. But then, what are you going to do moving forward from there? Are you just going to be like,
no, my life is sad and all that.
So what do you do? Okay, we are going to talk about what we do to help us move out from that unhappy state into a more balanced state. Maybe not happy immediately because it's a bit crazy, right? Suddenly you're like, "Hey, happy!" I think it's a bit like crazy.
Yeah.
But what can you do to move your state from maybe unhappiness to less of that, to being more balanced emotionally? Okay. But if you have tips as well, leave it in the comments below, and then we will maybe talk about them.
Yeah. Let's give our life.
It's not a guarantee.
Let's give our life experience about why happiness is not a choice. That's something we create.
Okay. I will talk about a time in my life where I was not in a place of power. At that point of time, because I was working in the office, so there are a lot of things that were out of my control that I could not control, and that the entire company knew was redundant. There are certain things that we did in the company that everybody knew was redundant, but still did anyway, simply because the management asked us to do.
Oh yeah.
Right? And there are so many times when I brought it up saying that this is not necessary, and our direct supervisors also know that it is not necessary, but they are like, you know, we tried to feedback to the management, say it's not necessary and all that. So that one caused me a lot of unhappiness and stress, and that was something that I had no control over unless I chose to leave that situation. Right? So how do I make myself move on from that unhappiness is by doing what I can to set boundaries where I can. For example, I don't take calls unless we have a very special project, maybe like once every, I don't know, few months or once every 6 months. That we have some events going on. But otherwise, I usually don't take calls after 6:30 or on weekends. Okay, so I don't take calls. And after a while, my clients also know I don't take their calls. So they will text me instead. If it's something urgent, okay, if it's something really urgent, I know that they need it, and it's not their fault that they cannot get it, then I will do what I can to help when I can. But if I'm outside, I'm like, I'm outside.
Yeah.
I reply you later. It's not my problem. So that was what I did within those boundaries that the company set, definitely.
Mm.
Still. So what other things make you unhappy?
Oh, I think a lot of things that make me unhappy, but over,
especially the people around you.
Yeah. Oh my god, you know,
give you many headaches.
You know, this is sound so sad, but I have no chance to create drama for my own.
No need. Many people create for her.
It's like my life will like another people drama to the next drama to the next drama. Like, I don't even have time to entertain myself by creating my own. You know, some people entertain themselves like, oh,
life is so sad. My life is stressed. I don't have money. I don't have boyfriend. I don't have husband. I don't have kid. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm too much money. I'm too less money. I'm too tall. I'm too short.
So a lot of people have that, you know, a complex issue about why they're not happy.
Mm.
I don't even have chance to sit down to think why my life is miserable.
No, because you have to busy solve everybody's problems. She's busy solving everybody else's problems.
And I think the most unhappiness I have in my life that I think up to now, I still have to learn how to manage that, is my responsibility toward every problem I see. Everywhere I walk, I see problem.
I feel
like I need to fix it. I feel like it's my job, because now it's in front of my eyes and I know the solution. It's my responsibility to fix it, right? And it drives me nuts if I'm not learning properly from my mentor and coaching and people to guide me.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will be driving me for the rest of my life, because I'm just not a normal girl like us, Denise. I don't even like to go out and party. How boring am I? Mm-hmm. Like, I just enjoy to see problem and solve problem. And it just give me joy and happiness to do that.
But you see, it's fixed.
But it can be the same problem. Like, can be the same that joy make me unhappy. Because like you say, a lot of things is unfixed.
And it's out of your control. You cannot save everyone.
Okay, exactly.
You cannot fix every problem that you see.
But like, because you can see things that bigger than other people, you beat yourself up all the time. I beat myself up all the time because I'm like, oh my God, I wish
you should have done this.
I can do something to help this person's situation. Or I wish this person can see what I see so they don't fall to that trap or whatever, right?
Mm.
And over years, I'm still learn how to detach from people. Mm. It's very harsh, because now when I can manage that well, I feel so untouchable. They feel like I'm untouchable, or I'm selfish, or I'm just all about myself. But actually, the only way for me to feel healthy is I cannot be involved with anyone and their life at all.
The one I agree.
Yeah, it's just so sad that I have to step out, and I just, and then the higher you achieve in life or you grow older, the wisdom is more. And then I realize that sometimes you just have to sit down and let people nagging about their life. And if that's and that's the time that you're okay to give away, then just do it. Really.
Sometimes it helps them.
I don't know, really help them. But
I don't know.
If that's 1-2 hour, I know it's not cost me
anything. 2 hours?
Goodness,
I mean, it's too long.
But that's what you do with your loved one, right? I have to do right now with my boyfriend.
If it's loved one, I did.
Baby, if you're watching this right now,
yesterday,
I will tell you that I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, if I don't love you, I already cut you for the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, you can shoot to the person and face
shut. That's what I did with my sister yesterday.
That's
I didn't know we
love,
were doing the same thing.
We have to, right? Because that's the person that
yes, correct.
Is that important person, to us. Even you know the solution, even you know exactly what step they need to do, but you have to hold your mouth and tell your not fucking problem to tell him. You just have to listen, and that's it.
Listen so that they can express their emotions and then move on towards solving the problem.
Yeah, but sometimes it's no. You just come back and we'll both the same thing. And then you will get shoot in the face from me, right?
Pew, 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 pew.
It's not fun at all. dot, dot.
Share and subscribe. And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise Nice. Bye.